our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
So I just got home from work
because
it's a holiday and I got paid so
today
many times.
Labor Day is Labor Day.
It is.
It
according
is.
To the Homestar Runner.
According to
I was thinking that in my brain all day, but I didn't have anybody to say it to that would have cared.
Somebody probably knew it. Somebody knows Homestar Runner.
Yeah.
Did you turn the air on?
I didn't.
Okay.
Let me do that.
It was a nice cool day today, so I was like, oh, I'll open up the windows. And then there was just no breeze. So I thought it was a good idea to open up the windows, but it turns out it just made it humid in here.
I was going to walk home from work, but then I didn't because it was wet outside. And I'm like, my shoes will get wet.
Yeah, it rained like twice.
Yeah.
It rained for a minute earlier in the day, and then right before you were going to come home, it was like 10 minutes of rain.
So...
Too bad.
So I have a couple things I want to talk about.
Oh, I just was going to mention that I didn't do anything today, and it was fantastic.
Did you play Skyrim?
I didn't do anything.
Really?
I, like, just
did
sat.
You watch YouTube?
I, like,
did
read,
you read books?
A little bit.
Did you read Dark Tower?
No, I don't... Do you know what happened to my Sparkle Pony book?
You probably left it at your sister's.
I don't know. Sister, did I leave my Sparkle Pony book at your place? Let me know.
That was the last time I saw it.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think I took it out there.
Check in the bag.
I thought we emptied that when we got home.
Possibly.
We might not have. That was a couple weeks ago. It might still be sitting in our bedroom unemptied and we just didn't notice.
Could be.
You had some things you want to talk about, please.
Yeah, the first thing I want to talk about is Will Wheaton.
Okay.
So, this was a couple weeks ago when he did the thing at PAX.
No, it was last week, wasn't it?
It was a couple weeks ago? I don't know.
It was like a week and 2 days.
Right, okay. But anyway, he was at whenever PAX was.
Yeah.
He went to PAX and he was hired to... be like the celebrity face of magic for this one presentation.
Yeah, he got to do like a spoiler presentation.
Spoiler presentation, and I kind of felt bad for him. Like
I did too.
Because I know him because I listen to his podcast. I see him on stuff. Like I watch Tabletop and stuff like
and
that.
He's a great dude.
But like a lot of people know him as a jerk because they watch a dumb TV show where he's a jerk.
Well, he's a TV show. Well, he's a jerk on like every TV show that he's on. I mean, he was a jerk on
Star Trek.
He was a jerk on Big Bang Theory. He was a jerk on Eureka. I think he was a jerk on Supernatural.
To be fair, he was probably a jerk when he was a teenager.
He was a jerk on The Guild.
Oh, yeah.
He was in The Guild. He was a super jerk.
Yeah, he's always a jerk on TV.
He's always a jerk. But then like sometimes he's like a jerk with redeeming qualities.
Yeah. But he's...
He's not a jerk.
The real Will Wheaton's a good dude.
Yeah.
And, like, the energy that was coming out from that room was real, like, not good for him.
Well, it was him and Ashley Burch.
Who is,
Hey, Ash,
what you playing? And also Tiny Tina. In Borderlands.
She's great.
Yeah, she's pretty great. And she may have...
If you haven't watched... Side note, if you haven't watched her YouTube channel, Hey, Ash, what you playing? Like, they just, like, 2 weeks ago in August 2015 did an Animal Crossing episode.
Oh, wow. No, that's great, though.
It's so good. It's just, they're really short videos. They're, like, two-minute videos.
And so she was Tiny Tina in Borderlands 2. And if you liked Borderlands 2 at all, her brother, Anthony Birch, wrote a lot of that.
Yeah.
And he is the other one in Hey Ash, What You Playin'?
Yeah.
So it's those two.
He writes it with someone else, not Ashley. She just plays the
part.
She's
just in it, and she's insane.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it was those two that were doing the magic presentation, but the energy in the room was just really, really, like, negative towards him, and he felt it, and we all felt it, too, so he didn't give a great performance.
No.
Which happens.
I don't even know if it was negative as impatiently indifferent.
Yeah. They're like, come on, just give... Because the people that were there, honestly, I did, too. We just wanted to see the new magic cards that were coming out.
But he was trying to, they had a script, he was trying to put some flair into it and make it an actual presentation rather
cared.
Than just a slideshow, which is what everyone wanted.
And nobody cared. So people were mad at him because he didn't do an awesome job, but...
He did the job they allowed him to do.
I think it would have been, no matter who was there, it would have been impossible
I
to
think
do
it
a better
too.
Job.
Ashley Burch, like, I thought that her parts didn't go well either. Yeah. So.
Because they were just like, we don't care. Just tell us what the cards are.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is. I really don't think. I think the only person who could have done the witty banter and anyone would have been cool with it would have been Mark Rosewater.
Yeah. And Will,
he did do some of it.
Will, if you're listening, we still love you.
We love you, Will. You're so great.
Yeah, we think you're great. I was, because I listened to the most recent Radio Free
Brewery. You probably not address him directly.
Will, I was listening to your podcast and.
Let me tell you.
Well, I mean, no, he will never hear this.
He wrote a really good article. He's been very vocal and open about his anxiety and depression issues. Mm. And he wrote a really good article about the panel and how everything didn't go great for him.
Yeah,
and,
that was a good article.
And
too.
They did like a battle thing beforehand where a bunch of celebrity people, I use the word celebrity loosely because
they're internet nerds,
battled against just regular folks. And that was pretty cool. And he was part of that, and then I guess he got to open up to some people. And he, you know, a lot of times at cons, he has a rough time.
Yeah, because everybody is trying to model
Everybody's trying to talk to him, and if he's having a bad anxiety or depression day, like, you just don't.
You don't want to leave. You literally can't.
And then people think he comes off as an asshole, which doesn't help his case.
Sure, and especially if you're, like, a lot of people feel like, a lot of people on the internet that do podcasts, like, people feel like they know that.
Yeah, you don't, I don't know Will Wheaton.
Yeah. But I feel like I do. Like, well, he doesn't know us. We know him a lot more than he
knows us. He's never heard of me. He will never hear of me. My sister saw him at Gen Con and didn't tell me and then missed him the whole time. Not mad about that.
But I mean, that's like anybody on podcasts. Like, they're people that we know a lot better than they know us.
Yeah. Well, because we know them at all, then they don't know us at all.
Because you seem like, oh, hey, how's it going? They're like, hi.
Who was talking about that?
Probably somebody on a podcast.
It was.
Might have been Nerdist.
It was Nerdist. It was, what's his face? Breaking Bad.
Brian Cranston. He just pretends like he knows.
Yeah, like someone will call me like, hey dude, how's it going? And he just has this moment of panic like, am I supposed to know you? Or are you just being weird because you think you know me?
Yeah, but for him it's mostly just people being weird because they're like, hey, we know you,
Walter White. We saw you on that show.
Speaking of Breaking Bad.
Right?
The other thing I wanted to talk about was Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched Mr. Robot.
Let's don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, because I know you told me that you Googled the thing today.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to talk about what's happening in the show, but
Oh, hold on. We'll just talk about it really cryptically without spoiling anything. Uh-huh. When you read that article, did it basically say the same thing that you came up with?
Yeah, but it was on purpose.
Oh, it was on purpose? Yeah. Oh, I didn't read the article. Because
the song that played and stuff like that.
Oh, that was intentional.
It's intentional.
Well, that's... I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, but anyway, nobody knows what we're talking about. But if you haven't
seen Mr. Robot, watch it.
If you've seen Mr. Robot, it's like, it's a great show. I'm not going to say it's my favorite show, but the more I think about it, the more I like it. Because it's like, it's one of those shows like Lost where there's like little hidden shit all over the place.
Are you sure it's not like Inception where it's supposed to make dumb people
no,
feel smart?
No,
I don't think so either. I don't think dumb people would like the show at all.
Because there's people that like the F Society is the name of the group of hackers or whatever.
Yeah. If you don't have like a basic knowledge of the internet and how it functions or any sort of networks or anything, like the show's not gonna make any sense.
Right, but the thing about it that I love is that it feels like it's real. Like,
because it is.
Like, this is, well, because like people from
Anonymous.
Different hacker societies, like hacker people are like way into it and they help the guy who's writing it, write it.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this would work, that would work, this is how you do that. And just like, if you have a basic knowledge of like secret internet stuff.
Yeah.
Like I found out.
If you know
what
a Tor browser is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I found out about Tor like 2 weeks ago and then I heard about it. I'm like, okay, I know what he's talking about. That's where you do bad things on the internet.
Where bad things are online.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, it's a cool show. I recommend it. It's on Amazon Instant Video, I think.
Is it?
I think.
I haven't looked. We'll just say it is.
It's on something.
It's on Amazon
Instant
Video.
It's somewhere on the internet that you can buy it, I'm sure.
You can click a link and have it.
And don't download it from the Pirate Bay because that's illegal.
Yeah. Don't download it from the Pirate Bay or Kickass Torrents or...
Kazaa.
Kazaa! Oh, you just pulled Kazaa out. That's the second time I've heard the word Kazaa in the last week.
Really?
Because Emily Gordon mentioned it when they were playing the Rainbow thing.
Yeah.
That's why it was in your brain.
She's like, that's from Kazaa.
Yeah.
That's what
I think
I
still have
some
stuff.
I got it from Morpheus.
I know I still have some stuff on my computer.
What were the other ones?
So we had Kazaa, and something happened with Kazaa where, like, it all fucked up our computer. Like, it started...
Of course.
No, it tried to import every file on our computer. Which took forever and froze the computer. Like, real bad. Like, we ended up having to, like, uninstall it and, like, try to clean some shit up.
I have some gems from Kazaa. Am I allowed to play music on here?
Oh, we've never tried.
I'm gonna try it.
I don't know if it'll work. The only other thing that I remember about Kazaa is that the quality was always really bad. That and, like, you'd download something and it wouldn't at all be what you thought it was gonna be.
This song is the one thing that I have from Kazaa that I will never get rid of.
Yeah. I have some stuff from...
I'm gonna play it and see if it works.
LimeWire, there was Kazaa, LimeWire, there was another one. It was Microsoft or... fuck, what was it? It always felt more legit than the other ones.
LimeWire, Morpheus,
no,
Kazaa.
I don't think it was any of those three. It was something else.
Napster.
No. I didn't make it in time for Napster.
Oh, yeah, that's where I
started. Napster was down by the time I started.
That was the first one. And that was just music.
LimeWire we did a lot of. After Kazaa crashed, we mostly went to LimeWire. But there was another one, and I can't think of what it is. It's going to drive me crazy.
Don't know.
Anyway.
MuTorrent?
No, that was later. Torrents came later.
So this song, I'm going to see if it works. So back in the day...
Can't hear it, I think.
Anyway, so back in the day, hamburgers were 29 cents at McDonald's on Wednesdays.
When was this?
1995. That's what this guy, this, I mean, that's the time.
Yeah.
But this is like a rap song. I don't know. You can't
hear it. Yeah, it's not any good.
Anyway, yeah, it's real bad, but it reminds me of the internet back then. It's by Tai Mai Shu. It's T-A-I-M-A-I-S-H-U.
I got some, like, Gillian Anderson songs, like, when I was way into Gillian Anderson in high school. I'd LimeWire Gillian Anderson and just take whatever I could get. There's some real bad songs.
Oh my god, Mr. Robot is so good.
It is good.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened.
No,
because,
like, when they're wearing a mask, and there's different people that wear the mask and talk every time.
Is it the one that is the lady mask, or is it a different person? No? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a weird like face mask.
See, I didn't actually watch the show. I just heard it.
But it's like all the F Society videos that they broadcast.
I hated it, and now I'm painting my nails again.
All the F Society videos that they broadcast, like different places, every time it's a different person.
Oh.
But.
That's nifty. Anonymous!
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
So yeah, this is a summer show, so it's actually over now.
Yeah. We have to wait another year. Yeah, the season finale was just on the 4th.
Did they get picked up again? You know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Well, it was the first TV show to get all 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Every episode.
This is really good.
Every episode got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, that
the
Breaking
thing
Bad
about the show is, like, it's a 10-episode arc, right? And you get about 7 episodes in, and you just start to feel like, okay, I finally got a grasp on what's happening. Yeah. You don't.
Yeah, well, he said, Sam Esmail, the creator, said that this is just, like, the beginning. Like... It's like if you're watching The Matrix, this is the part before they get to The Matrix.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's like, they're like, what is The Matrix? And then they figured it out, and then they go in The Matrix, and that's the rest of the movie.
Can we put this durian candy somewhere
else? Oh, but that's our snack.
Oh, no, it's not.
Mm-mm. That's my snack. I'm going to eat one.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh, God, just took it out of the package. Why are you doing this? You already know that you hate them.
But maybe I won't
this
time.
No, you will. You will. Do you remember we gave one to Dan last night, and you spit it out for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, but maybe I won't.
You remember the first time you put it in your mouth, you made it like 10 seconds?
Yeah, I'm going to see how long I can do it.
It's still gross.
This is a game. This is our new game.
This is not going to go
How long
well.
Can I eat durian candy before I have
Don't
to spit it out?
Don't throw up, please.
I won't throw. It didn't make me at all nauseous.
Adam bought this candy. He wanted to try it on the podcast, so I was like, no, let's just do it right now.
I think it would have been better if we tried it on the podcast.
I am glad that we didn't, because I'm not sure I could have finished the podcast. It's that bad. This stuff, if you're ever tempted to buy it, do not do it.
It's in a yellow bag.
Ask us. We will send you one.
It's
sold
at the international food store. If you want one, we will send one to you for free.
Seriously, if you're curious about this, please do not waste your money on it. We will gladly send you one. You won't need more than one.
Mm-hmm. The serving size is 3 pieces.
It tastes like sweet rotten garlic.
Yeah, that was my interpretation of it.
With some socks, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe socks and
maybe it's
a little bit of garbage.
Rotten garlic with like the juice from the bottom of garbage. You know how that juice just kind of gets in the bottom of a garbage can? And you strain all that through a gym sock.
Yeah.
And that's probably about what this is.
Yep.
It's just not good. You're really going to eat this again?
I'm going to try it.
Oh, God. Okay. Just do it. Just do it. I can't.
Maybe later.
Do you have our other... No, maybe you have to do it now. You've already built this up. You already built it up. Do you have our other snacks ready for when you need to have anything else
in
your mouth?
Yeah, I'm going to get that ready right away.
Yeah, the last time we did this, we had
Are we going to do two snacks or just one?
How many do we have?
We have two. We want to save them for next week?
Yeah, we probably need to save them for next week.
This is other candy. You can
oh, different
that.
Candy. Oh, those look good.
We'll open it up. Yeah.
Oh, those look good. No, we'll get that in a minute. You do your durian thing first. We'll talk about this in a minute.
But open it up while I'm...
Oh, just say that
just
it's
in
ready?
Case, because it's going to be awful.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to watch you put the durian candy in your mouth, and then I'm going to start talking about this candy. And I'm not going to open it. All right.
I'm going to get
durian
some...
Durian candy. It honestly, it kind of looks like Werther's.
It looks like a Werther's?
It looks delicious.
It doesn't smell
bad. It doesn't smell like anything. We smelled it before.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Oh.
It's...
Why did I do it? Why did I put it in my mouth?
Oh my God, I wish this was a video podcast. We're in this terrible stasis right now where it's in his mouth and he hasn't spit it out yet. I believe I warned you. I am positive that I told you it wasn't going to be any better. I'm not sure what part of you didn't...
Why did soap in my mouth?
You know what? You never listen to me. And this is... This is your fault.
Oh, God.
This is your fault.
Why would I do that?
Do you have any updates on the flavor notes?
Oh, my God.
Do you taste any additional hints? Was there a...
Oh.
Was there a small... It's like banana undertone, or...
Okay.
No, but really, did you get anything new this time?
No.
No?
I got awful.
Garbage juice.
Garbage juice. Skunk water.
Skunk, it's so bad. Okay.
It's like, have you ever licked a snake?
No, I think a snake would taste better than
probably.
That.
Probably.
For sure. I think snakes stay.
So durian.
Wait, hold on. Do snakes need to bathe? Is that a thing? Do like reptiles need a bathe?
They smell bad.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I never had one.
You ever smell a snake? Smell bad.
Never smelled a snake. I guess your brother had a snake.
Yeah.
So you would know how they smell.
Anyone, if you'd like durian candy, we would be happy to send you one.
We will send you one.
We'll send you five. Share them with your friends.
Don't share them with any friends you plan to keep as friends.
Right. Well, just let them, make sure to warn them ahead of time.
Dan, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry that I made you do it. You weren't going to. You're like, maybe I don't want to. And I was like, no, you have to. And I'm very sorry. And I hope we're still friends.
So... Okay, I might try that again
next week. Oh my God, no! Have you learned nothing?
I don't know. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
It's still on the top of the trash. Nope. If you want to just
next week.
It's gonna taste the same as if it's been in the trash for a week. Oh. It's gonna taste the same. Why? Don't. Okay, how about this? If you're thinking about doing it next week, go back and listen to this podcast. Listen to this podcast.
Okay, so imagine if you took like a dirty diaper.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
left it
wait,
in the
wait.
Sun for six
like
weeks.
Like a number one and number two.
A mixed.
A blowout.
The one that when it says 35 pounds, it means 35 pounds. Anyway. All right, that's... Okay, let's get our real food
it's
here.
It's real bad. Okay, so what I have in my hand here is a bag of another candy, and it is called Cupico Coffee Candy. It looks like it's just It looks like chocolate covered coffee beans, honestly.
Let's try it.
I don't know that it is. It says it's real coffee.
Are
coffee
they individually
candies.
Wrapped?
Yeah. Are tantalizingly sweet, tasty sweets with the sublime flavor and rich aroma that only comes from real coffee beans grown on the island of Jaffa.
It's in three languages on the back. We have Arabic, we have Chinese, and we have
country
Spanish.
Of origin Indonesia, because Jakarta and Java Island.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be chocolate, like, but it actually looks like toffee.
Just a little chunk of it.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good.
Just tastes like coffee.
It's like a coffee flavored Werther's.
Yeah, okay.
I thought from the package that it was going to be like, because it looks like chocolate, right?
It looks like chocolate covered something.
It's not.
It's good, though. I like those.
It's like they made candy, or they made coffee.
And then they put
and
sugar
stuck
in
it with sugar and put in a little mold.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm okay with that.
It was much better than durian. I would buy this candy again.
Yeah. That is 1,000 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mouth does not taste like durian anymore.
Serving size, 4 pieces.
Okay.
Calories, 70.
Okay. It's good. What is it? What's the brand?
Cupico.
Cupico. Get that. Don't get durian.
K-O-P-I-K-O.
Durian, imagine, no. Coffee candy, yes.
I imagine any coffee candy is probably pretty similar to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when I was in grade school, mm-hmm. they had like the little tins with sour candy in them. Mm-hmm. You remember those? And they had one that was coffee, but it wasn't sour.
Really?
And that was like the best one. Yeah, that was the best. I loved it.
Oh, the sour candies are great.
Yeah. Fourth grade. Tin candy.
Well, that made me think of Grave of the Fireflies.
Why?
Because a little tin of candy.
I don't remember. She had. I'll have to watch it again.
No! Not while I'm here.
All right. So.
Yesterday, you're like, I'm going to watch Dancer in the Dark.
Yeah, I did.
And you watched it while I was asleep, like you should, because I don't want
to sleep. Okay, I'll wait till you're asleep to watch Grave of the Fireflies again.
Yeah.
And then when it's over, I'll be like, Holly. And then Mud Pies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's time for a paid advertisement.
Oh, it's time for paid advertisement? All right, we are going to take a break and go to our advertisement.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. This is your paid advertisement for the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
As always, we appreciate you allowing us to have paid advertisements. Keep our podcast on the air.
We know you like, everybody likes paid advertisements. Mm-hmm. They like the products that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we have a very special product from a company in China.
Yeah. So this is Chungwang.
Chungwang candy.
Our snack today was candy, so we thought that we would also promote a candy, because we eat a lot of candy on this podcast. So
we do like candy. This one is in a little yellow bag, and it's from China.
Does it say where in China? Is it imported?
Product of China.
Product of China. Just China. Just somewhere in China.
It's got sugar in it.
All right.
And coconut juice.
Coconut juice. Okay. Yeah, so...
I can't say enough good things about this candy.
I can't really either. Now, we're actually still waiting on our sample in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
They sent us just like a little mailer of like, this is what the product is. They didn't actually send us the sample. So they're going to be sending us the sample, but we've read some reviews of it, and it seems like people are really enjoying this product.
Especially in Southeast Asia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a big deal there.
Yeah, they say it's sweet, kind of creamy, like a nutty sort of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique. It's something that you wouldn't really...
Chungwang candy.
It's something that you wouldn't really get anywhere else. So we thought, hey, you know, we're all about promoting, like, the international stuff. We do international food every week. We're all over candy. This would be perfect for us.
Good candy.
Now, the coolest part about this is actually they use an ingredient that's pretty rare. You can't find it that readily in the United States, and it's really expensive.
Yeah, I hear it's expensive, yeah.
It's a fruit. And you honestly, you've probably never even heard of it, because it's just not something, especially if you live in like the Midwest in the United States, it's probably not something you've ever seen or heard of or done anything with. It's called durian.
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's like nice and spiky. So, I don't know. I always like a spiky fruit. I think they're really cool. Like dragon fruit, I think are spiky.
I bet it tastes awesome.
Yeah, so the reviews on this have been really good and really creamy. I really can't wait for our samples to come in the mail.
I'm going
to
eat it as soon as I get it.
This durian candy is going to be really great. Maybe we'll save it for the podcast.
Chungwang. All right, that's your paid advertisement.
That's your paid advertisement.
We'll get back to the regularly scheduled or in progress as, you know what I'm talking about.
Podcast.
The podcast. And we're back.
We're back.
So I really wish we would have known about what our paid advertisement was going to be.
Yeah, that's awkward, isn't it?
So anyway.
Maybe we should have waited to do the advertisement.
I mean, they paid us.
They did pay us.
We got paid already, so.
It's a paid advertisement.
You know. So.
Thank you for allowing us to have sponsors to support this podcast.
You know, sometimes the paid advertisement is, you know.
Sometimes, folks, it's called selling out.
It's called selling out. It's capitalism.
You know what I just noticed on our table here? And by table, I mean desk, is Mindtrap.
Your turn.
Let's do that. Oh, no, this is a picture puzzle one.
Picture puzzle.
Not going to work.
Bullshit.
Not going to work.
Show the picture.
Not going to work.
Did you just put it in the middle somewhere?
Yeah, put it in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
What else was I supposed to do with it?
I don't know.
All right.
Did you read the answer first?
No, I just want to see how long the answer was or if it looked like I had diagrams
enough.
Or math.
Fair enough.
Against his better judgment, Captain Frank attended Art Bragg's annual Christmas party. Captain Frank sat in a corner trying to be as inconspicuous as possible when Art trapped him in one of his many tall tales. Why, yes!
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you say annual Christmas party?
Annual.
Oh, that's different.
Annual Christmas
party. Okay, proceed.
We'll have to talk later about what an annual Christmas party is. We'll get back to that. Why, yes, began Art. Even my days as a younger man were filled with adventures. That beautiful white rabbit skin and that 14-point moose head on the wall are both from animals that I shot when I was just a lad of 12. I got them both up in Canada during my July 4th holidays.
Oh.
Two summers later, I saw this beautiful bear you're sitting your feet on. Captain Frank, realizing that Art was just getting started, got up and said, Art, excuse me, but I can't take your bull any longer.
Oh,
why did
say
Captain
that?
Frank say this?
Because the rabbits wouldn't be white in July.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They'd be brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't turn white till the winter.
No, because
there's
don't.
No snow in July.
Yeah, you don't need
what are you,
snow.
Dumb?
What are you, dumb?
Apparently
dang it,
he's
Art.
Dumb.
Get your shit together. Shadow surveys the scene. A woman is shot to death and is lying face down in the parking lot. A light snow covers the ground. I thought I read this one before. Okay. Leading to the body. Oh, what does she think she heard?
I don't know.
Our echo heard us. A light snow. Oh, she heard a light snow. She thinks that's her name. I can't get her to respond to Alexa ever, but if I say a light snow, she's all over it.
No, not this time. All
right. Covers the ground. Leading to the body is a set of footprints which run between two sets of parallel tracks. Leading away from the dead woman are just two sets of parallel tracks. What type of person should Shadow be looking for? So it's snowy. There's footprints between two sets of parallel tracks on the way there. And just tracks on the way out.
Someone in a wheelchair.
Think so? Yeah, all right. Yeah! Shadow should be looking for a person in a wheelchair. The single set of footprints must belong to the dead woman since no footprints leave the scene.
Yeah. Do I get points?
Yeah, you get points.
Points! For me.
Captain Frank was out for a walk when it started to rain. He did not have an umbrella, and he wasn't... Oh, this is so fucking stupid. And he wasn't wearing a hat. His clothes were soaked.
He's bald.
Yeah, he's bald. Yeah, not a hair on his head was wet.
Because he's bald.
I didn't even have to finish it. You're like, oh, he's bald. Stupid. Dumb.
Maybe I should let the listeners try and guess.
Yeah, give him a minute. Give him a second.
I'm sorry, listeners, if I jumped in on that before you had a chance to... I ruined it. Say it again. I won't say it.
No, I think we already ruined that one.
Just say it again.
No. We gotta do another one.
They won't know this.
I think it's more dead people, maybe. Oh, no, it's not. Okay. Before airplanes were invented, a suspension bridge was being planned to span the gorge near Niagara Falls. There was no way a boat could carry the necessary suspension cables across the violent water, and the bridge could not be built until the cables spanned the river. One day, the builders staged a contest open to the public that solved their problem. The contest was won by a young boy. Shortly thereafter, the cables spanned the water. What contest did they stage, and how did they use it to solve their problem?
Archery.
And how did they use it to solve their problem?
They shoot it over the thing.
With bows?
Yeah. No, I guess I'm not really sure what's happening.
I don't know either. Oh, fuck. This is so dumb. We're ending on this one. This is so stupid. The builders of the bridge were inspired to offer a prize to the first person to fly a kite from the American side to the Canadian side. Once the kite string made the crossing, a heavier cord was tied to this string and it was pulled across. This process continued in succession using heavier cords and ropes until the first cable spanned the river.
Archery.
Nobody was ever going to come up with that. Yeah, archery, probably more effective. Just tie a rope to it.
My answer's better.
Your answer's better.
I get double points.
Mind trap stupid. We have more segments, I think. Yeah. Do you have a top three for today?
Top three. Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Jake, that sits next to me,
yeah,
asked me today. He's like, what movie do you have to watch every Halloween?
That's a really good question. I have a feeling that our top threes are going to be pretty similar.
So,
here.
Top three Halloween movies.
Top three Halloween movies. Let's see. I feel like as a kid, I didn't watch that much for Halloween movies,
mm-hmm,
but I should have.
Mm-hmm.
My
number one we're going to be watching this evening.
Yeah, that's my number one, too.
We can share it.
Let's start with number three, though.
Number three Halloween movies. How about Halloween?
Are you going to go with Halloween? Number three is your
the original?
Number three is Halloween. The original.
When he's like, that part when he's like standing in the hallway when he has the knife in that guy. And
not
he just
Rob
like
Zombies.
No, that one was.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't. Make sure you're eating the right candy.
I mean, the right candy.
You don't want to mix them up.
Yeah, you don't. They're luckily, they're very starkly different.
Yeah. The durian candy that is made of garbage is in the yellow package.
Yeah. And it's nowhere near me. Coffee candy's good. All right, so your number three is Halloween.
Yeah.
What do you like about Halloween?
That scene near the end when he's in the house and he like stabs that guy into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
and then he just stands there and looks at him with a knife, like, stuck in him. Mm-hmm. That just freaks me out. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And his William Shatner face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My number three, I think I'm gonna go with Saw.
Yeah. If it's Halloween.
If it's Halloween, there's a new Saw. Not anymore. Thank God. They really should have quit, like, three before they did.
It kind of went downhill near the end.
That last one was terrible. Except the very ending.
Yeah, because it brought it back.
I just didn't like it, because as they moved on, like, less and less people actually survived their traps. Yeah. Or made the through or whatever. I don't know. What's your number two?
Another Halloween movie. Oh, shit.
Yeah?
I know it.
Oh, do you know it? You know what I'm not going to say? Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
You know why? I watched it for the first time. I still haven't seen it all the way through.
Yeah, it's not
I watched good. It, and
I'm
I haven't
sorry,
seen it all the
I'm
way through.
I'm sorry, all you goth kids.
Yeah, all you guys who like Nightmare Before Christmas, like, it's not as great as you think it is.
It's not that great.
Also, I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
How about...
I know people really enjoy that movie, but I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah, people love it. Yeah. Is that Halloween, though? I don't know.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
My second one was going to be, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's so good! Yeah. Oh, I wish I would have thought of that. Yeah. I only thought of horror movies.
It's a pumpkin. I mean, it's not, I mean, yeah, it is, but, you know.
The Great Pumpkin. What's that movie with Tim Curry?
The Worst Witch. Oh my God. Has anybody seen my tambourine?
All right, so... I'm not going to recommend that you watch The Worst Witch.
But you should watch The Worst Witch.
You should at least YouTube Tim Curry's song in The Worst Witch.
Anything can happen on Halloween. Oh, I'm sure you've seen people post it on Facebook.
It's maybe the best Halloween song.
It's probably the best Halloween song.
Except for maybe Marilyn Manson doing This Is Halloween. Yeah. Which is the only thing that makes that movie okay.
Anything can happen on Halloween.
I feel like there were Halloween movies playing when I was a kid.
Yeah, I kind of remember
one. I think we just
watched
The Great Pumpkin a lot.
I'm trying to remember what it is, but I remember there was, like, a kid. He had, like, a costume on, but, like, he had the hood down. But he had, like, the rest of the costume on. Like, a skeleton costume.
Okay.
Oh, it was Karate Kid.
Oh, Karate Kid. That's a good Halloween movie.
Well, I mean, there's part that happens at Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Boy. I feel like I'm just going to go with generic horror movies here. Maybe we should have done top three horror movies.
Nah.
No? I can't think of another Halloween-specific movie.
You know what was a good horror movie, though? Mm. The Orphanage.
Oh, that was good.
It was good. It wasn't really scary. It was more psychological.
Really a horror movie, yeah.
It was more psychological, but it was good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
There has to be another Halloween movie I'm just not thinking of.
People, everyone, all of our listeners are yelling at you.
I know, they are. Well, that. I even read, like, the other day, I read, like, this is, like, the ABC Family's Halloween lineup.
Halloween. I'm just going to Google Halloween movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I have my tablet here. Halloween movies.
Halloween movies 2015. Here we go. 19 best Halloween movies ever.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Hold on. I want to look through. I want to figure out my list. And then I will.
So it's Carrie? That's not a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I was going to say Carrie, but that's not a Halloween movie.
Fun Size. Victoria Justice starts as Ren, who is basically having the worst Halloween ever. Okay, go ahead.
Adam's Family.
Adam's Family Halloween?
Yeah!
Sure.
I just like all the Adam's Families.
That's great. Okay, that's a good choice. I agree.
All right. And number one, of course, is Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat, best Halloween movie.
Best Halloween movie. So good. Such a good Halloween movie. You're saying Edward Scissorhands is a Halloween movie? No. Dude, it's just a Tim Burton movie.
I mean, they all just look kind of Halloween-y.
Great Pumpkin, okay. Harry Potter? What? No.
There's something that happens on Halloween in Harry Potter?
No, it's just there's witches. Hocus Pocus, yep.
It's just there's witches.
Yeah, Hocus Pocus is like it's a Halloween movie.
That's probably Halloween.
I just haven't seen it ever,
witches,
I don't think.
Bitches.
I really feel like I should watch that. Idle Hands!
Yeah, that's Halloween.
Yeah!
That's a good Halloween movie. Okay, that's honorable mention. I like Idle Hands.
Phantom of the Opera is not a Halloween movie. Just because someone's wearing a mask. Rocky Horror, I guess. Not really a Halloween movie, though. Just people play it on Halloween.
I think we're good. Night of the Living Dead was the one that Jacob said. Halloween 3. That's the one where it's like actually on Halloween. And like the kids are trick-or-treating, but it's real bad. Anyway. Yeah. That was our top three. Trick or Treat, by the way, is a vignette film.
Uh-huh.
It has like four or five stories.
They're my favorite kind of movies.
Yeah.
Like
Creepshow.
I realize that. No, Love Actually.
Creepshow. The Joy Luck Club.
Creepshow. I don't know anything about that.
Don't ever watch The Joy Luck Club.
Okay.
If
I'm a 60-year-old woman, then watch The Joy Luck Club. The face you just made was the same face you made when you put the dirty hand in your mouth.
That's how I feel.
Let's remind you next time when you think maybe it's not that bad. That it is that bad. You're thinking it right now. You're thinking maybe I could do it. I don't know.
No, not yet.
Are you
sure? I need another couple days.
Before you forget.
Oh my god.
I know!
It's like rotten eggs.
You know what we should do? We should keep one open. And then whenever you're thinking about it, just lick it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then you'll hate
yourself. It's like there's rotten eggs in there too.
Yeah, I think there is.
I think they're just fucking with us. Like, they're like, check out this candy.
Yeah.
We're just gonna put
garbage
in it.
There's people who say that durian is good. And I'm just like, I think they're lying.
So if you've ever had like
Birdie
Bot's. If you've
ever eaten garbage.
If you've ever eaten Birdie Bot's jelly beans and had a bad one.
Like the every
imagine
flavor
that,
beans.
Imagine that as like 10,000
Or if you
worse.
Played like Bean Boozled.
Yeah, that's the same
It's
thing.
Like eating all of the bad jelly beans at the same
it's
time.
It's like eating earwax and vomit together.
No, all of them at the same
and
time.
And dirt.
And dog food.
Yeah, not grass. Grass tastes okay.
Yeah, the grass one was fine. Yeah. Like, it wasn't that bad.
All right, so that's... Do you want to do a crack-a-pack?
Yeah, you want to bring up the screen so I can see what time we're at?
Oh, Audacity.
Thanks!
36 minutes.
All right, while you open up your pack, I'm going to go grab my Shopkin.
So this is we're going to do it the other way. You're gonna read me the cards, and I'm going to tell you what they do.
Oh, I just crack-a-pack the time.
Yeah, because it's more fun if you get to... you say the names, and I tell you exactly what they do.
Right, because you actually know.
Uh-huh, that's the fun part.
Okay.
And I can tell you why it's good.
Okay.
I opened it up. I saw the top card already.
Oh, cheater! Mage Ring Bully.
Okay, Mage Ring Bully is awesome. Mage Ring Bully is 2 mana for a 2-2 mm-hmm. creature. He's a human something rogue?
Mm-mm.
Warrior?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, he's red. He's a 2-2 warrior. He has prowess, which means whenever you cast a non-creature spell, he gets +1/+1 on a turn, but he has to attack every turn. Which is cool, because if you have to attack, they think that there's no tricks, but there might be a trick, and he has prowess, so the tricks are plenty. He's tricky. I like him.
Don't be rude, Balorin. We just want to enjoy the view with you.
So the story point on that is when Jace was on top of the thing, and they were going to push him off.
Oh, that's a dick move.
On top of one of the rings of
healing ring. Hands.
Target player gains 4 life. Draw a card.
How much does it cost?
3.
What color is it?
White.
There you go. The ethereal touch brings relief. The physical touch brings peace.
Oh.
That reminds me. We played D&D yesterday, and I had one of the NPCs plunge his hand inside a wound to heal it, because I thought that would be funny.
It was cool.
And it was.
Everybody thought it was cool.
Everybody thought it was cool.
I did, too.
Yeah. And you guys found a dog, and you named it against better judgment.
Yeah.
But it has 2 names, because Dan named it Mr. Fluffy, and you named it...
Travis.
Dan also named it Travis Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I named it Travis, and he said Travis Anderson.
Yeah.
And I said, okay.
Who I think is a real person.
Well, I'm sure it is.
No, like, I think they work at Amazon or something. They
work at Amazon.
It sounds like a real name. Deadbridge Shaman. Oh, that's pretty art.
Yeah, he's a 3/1.
Can we get that art?
Sure.
No, like the real one.
No.
Oh.
It's not that great. It's a 3.
Are you kidding? It's great.
It's okay. He's from Ravnica.
Yeah.
He's in the Golgari Guild. He's a 3/1 for 3 mana, black and 2 colorless.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a creature, a elf shaman.
Mm-hmm.
And when he dies, target player discards a card. Target opponent discards a card.
Ending her life won't end the infestation.
Probably not.
Smash to smithereens.
Ooh, it's an instant for a red and a colorless.
That's some good ass art.
Yeah, and it destroys an artifact, and its controller takes 3 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you blow it up, you punch it out of their hand, and then into their face.
The giant Tarvik dreamed that trinkets and machines caused all the world's woe. When he awoke from his troubled sleep, he took the name Tarvik Relic Smasher.
Sure.
Maritime Guard.
I don't know.
I'm starting to learn. I'm gonna remember what this is eventually.
Tell me what he is.
He is a 1-3 merfolk soldier creature for one and a blue. Because I'm looking at it in my hand.
You got it. It's a she.
Mm-mm. Ambiguous.
Ambiguous. It looks like
Timber Pack Wolf.
Oh, he's 2-2 for two.
Oh, to stand as a guardian of the sea, one must possess the resolve of a mounting wave.
Yeah, that's true. Like Kiora.
Yeah.
Timber Pack Wolf. He's a 2-2, and he gets +1/+1 for each other card creature named Timber Pack Wolf on the battlefield, or that you control.
How much did he cost?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Green and colorless.
Their strength is no mere numbers game. An intangible force augments the wolves when they run together. This candy reminds me of when I was younger, my mom had some as like ice cream candy. It was candy that was like ice cream flavors. It was really good.
Do you want to know what I just saw on the internet earlier?
What did you see?
It's just, it reminded me of that. It was Oreos
mm-hmm.
that have Kraft dinner flavor.
Oh, I saw that!
It's like mac and cheese flavored Oreos.
Oreos? I'd eat that. I don't give a shit. No, but she had this, it was coffee candy. Or it was ice cream candy, but one of the flavors was coffee.
Coffee ice cream.
When I was a kid,
candy.
I didn't like it that much, but I ate it anyway because it's fucking candy. Mm. But it was really good stuff. I wish she got it.
You know, it's like ice
cream
candy.
I don't even know
candy.
What brand it was.
Like cold ice cream candy is Dippin' Dots.
That's just ice cream.
But it's like candy because it's little bits.
Little bits that don't melt. Mantle of Webs.
It's 1-3, or I'm sorry, it's not a 1-3. It gives a creature +1/+3. It's an aura.
Mm-hmm.
And it's green. Mm-hmm. And it gives him reach as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why does everything the Golgari touch end up sticky? Arrestor Lavinia, 10th Precinct.
Because they jizz on it.
They jizz all over it.
Right all over.
Lots
it.
Of jizzin'.
Spiderweb jizz.
I always kind of hated the word jizz.
Yeah.
Because it invokes Spooge. In my mind. No, it. That's way worse. It invokes in my mind the word zigzag. So whenever I think the word jizz, I think of a man holding his penis and just zigzagging all over the place as he's coming, so it's just everywhere.
That's how I do it.
That's all. Family-friendly podcast, folks. Boggart Brute.
Oh, he's awesome. He's 3-2 with menace. Yeah, he's red. He's a goblin warrior.
How much does he cost?
3.
He has the biggest bashing stick, so it's a safe bet he's the leader.
Yep.
Alchemist Vial.
Oh, I love this card. It's an artifact for 2 mana.
Mm-hmm.
When it enters the battlefield, draw a card, mm-hmm. which is also awesome. You can pay a mana and sack it to make target creature not able to attack or block this turn.
A weapon best suited for those with good aim and steady hands.
That art is awesome.
Okay, that art is pretty cool.
That's all.
Scab Goliath.
Scab Goliath, he's a 6/9 for 6 mana.
He has too many everything.
Yeah, he is from Innistrad. The blue zombies on Innistrad. On Innistrad.
We don't have a lot of time for elaboration.
Oh,
here,
I'm just trying to tell you a story.
I know you are. I know, honey.
The blue zombies on Innistrad were stitched together,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the black zombies, which were reanimated corpses.
Yeah, this is a horror fest. Oh, hey,
they're
that's
more like
right.
Frankensteins.
I was gonna watch Reanimator today, but I forgot. Yeah.
They're Frankensteins.
Anyway, what's Scab Goliath
do? Living Deads. He's a 6/9, and when he does he have trample? He might have trample.
Mm-hmm.
When he at additional cost, you exile 3 creatures from your graveyard. 2 creatures.
2 creatures. 3 heads are better than 1.
That's true.
Eye Blight Massacre.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you look at Eye Blight Massacre and Boggart Brute right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I'm sorry. It's Gather the Pack. Never mind.
Okay.
It's the wrong card.
Okay.
But it gives
it's
all
like
non-elves.
It's like a different perspective.
It gives all non-elves -2/-2. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gather the Pack is the 3 elves standing above the Boggarts trying to kill him.
I've already seen so much evil, so much darkness. Why do you insist on adding more? Nessa Ravain to Dwinen.
Yeah, Dwinen. On Lorwyn.
Somebody. Sigiled Starfish.
He's my favorite. Sigiled Starfish is a 0/3, mm-hmm. and you can tap him to scry one. He's the best.
Is he the best?
And that art is awesome, too.
Krifik's hid the most dire prophecies about humankind where humans would never find them and Tritons wouldn't care to read them. Just put it on a starfish, I guess. That's not animal cruelty. And we are at our rare Chand Resignation.
Oh, that's the story element where Chandra blows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so a target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to each creature and each opponent.
In the moment before her execution,
each other creature, I'm sorry.
She realized what it meant to be a pyromancer, to be alive, to be Chandra. And we have a foil card today.
Okay.
We have a foil Honored Hierarch.
Oh, damn. That's a rare, too.
Yeah, it is. We got 2 rares. We got a 2-rare pack.
Foil rare. Honored Hierarch. He has Renown 1, and He's a 1/1 for one green mana, and then if he's renowned, you can tap him to add one mana of any mana color mana to your mana pool, and he has vigilance and +1/+1.
Is he any good?
No. I took him, but he's probably going to go in my deck instead of my Elvish Mystics because he's the second best thing.
And we have an island and a Liliana story card. There you go.
Cool.
Let me open up my Shopkin real quick.
Shopkins! They're going to be opened. They're going to be Shopkins.
You
want to
talk about all the Star Wars? Should they have a target right now?
There was a Chewbacca that makes Chewbacca noises when you push on its belly.
He's only $90. He's super cute.
And he goes...
He does. He says, whatever he says I talk, but I mean, that's...
Chewbacca talk.
He does a form of talking.
He makes Chewbacca talk.
All right. What do we got? First up. First Shopkin. First Chirpkin.
Then you have to tell me the story and all the lore behind each one.
We have a Danish... Which is Danny Danish. I know that already because we have one.
That's a different one.
It is a different color, yeah, I think, than the one that we already had.
This is like a cheese Danish.
It looks like a hot dog with like a croissant around it, honestly. It does not look like a Danish.
It looks like a, what do you call it? Pig in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket, yeah. I guess that's what I'm...
Danny Pig in a blanket.
Oh, that's weird. We got another corn, but the corn that we have is pink. I have spit out my candy. Better. I was eating candy. I've spit out.
I'm going to throw away all your garbage that you leave over the table.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got to...
You got more garbage? Here for you.
We now have a pink corn.
Is that popcorn?
I don't remember what it's called.
It should be popcorn.
Probably. I doubt it is. It's probably like corny corn. Because that's all the
cornhole corn.
Cornhole corn. Corn man.
Cornelius.
All right. You got anything else you want to say on the podcast? Word warning to our listeners.
Stay awesome. Don't eat durian.
Don't eat durian. Don't eat durian candy, even if you think that's going to be better than the real fruit. Oh, remember when you checked out and the lady was like, oh, we have real durian in the freezer if you want that instead. And you're like,
nothing. I'm going to try this first, I said. I'm going to try this first, and then I'll come back and if I like it.
Yeah. So I guess we can never go back.
Well.
You think she'll remember? She'll be like,
how did you like your durian? How did you like your durian?
And you'll be like,
nope.
Not for me.
You want it? But yeah, if you want it, we will pay the postage to ship you durian candy.
Just give us your address. We don't have it already.
Yeah, we'd be happy to send it to you.
All right.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.